Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Washington, D.C. It's time to get up and at 'em here on a Saturday morning, live and local in the nation's capital. You're listening to AWOD Radio. This is 106.7 The Fan. We are simulcast on the Team 980 in Richmond, 910 AM, 105.1 FM, and always available on the go with the free Odyssey app. Welcome in, everybody. Welcome in. Thank you for making me part of your Saturday morning routine. I am back on the East Coast after a pretty good trip to Green Bay. I was told there are two things to do in Green Bay, Wisconsin. I was able to accomplish one of those two things. I was there to see the Commanders take on the Pack for Thursday Night Football. I was told two things to do, beat the Pack and leave Green Bay. Well, I got the heck out of Green Bay, but Washington could not pull off the win on Thursday Night Football. I mean, it would have been miraculous. It really would have been a massive statement win to go on the road on a short week, week two, after a team that just knocked off the 15-win Detroit Lions. They're at home. They've got all the momentum. They made a massive trade for Micah Parsons. Their head coach, Matt LaFleur, has just been great against Dan Quinn. Everything went the Packers' way on Thursday night. But, man, would that have been awesome if Washington got a win? They just didn't have it. But I'm not going to be overreacting today because it is a week two road loss to a playoff team from last season. When the schedule came out, I said, you got to beat the Giants and the Raiders. That's it in the first 3 weeks. Got to beat the Giants and the Raiders. You have to beat teams that struggle to win more than four games. But playoff teams from last season, those are going to be battles. We've got a few of those on the schedule here. Because we got Kansas City. We'll have Detroit up after that, right? Minnesota was a playoff team. The Eagles twice. The games against the playoff teams are going to be the battles. You have to win the games that you're supposed to win, and Washington has not lost one of those games yet. It's 1-1. They'll come home and hopefully get right against the Vegas Raiders. But I'm back here, and I'm giving you my reactions on the show today. Phone lines are open. Want to hear from you. 1-800-636-1067, 1-800-636-1067. We've kind of all had, probably like 32 hours now to take in that defeat. How are you feeling? Do you want to vent? Do you want to complain? Let me know. 1-800-636-1067. I'll touch on the best college football games of the week and then around the NFL with AWOD's picks. Let's start with my reaction to that game. I mean, I was there. The environment is incredible. The winter warning that they did of the whiteout played a big part. I thought the crowd was fantastic in this game. You can hear in that stadium there, when they have a big play, the place erupts. It almost starts to shake, and it is electric. And Jaden Daniels struggled. Jaden Daniels has played two really bad games in his NFL career. They have one thing in common: Thursday Night Football on a short week against a good defense. Jaden Daniels last year against the Philadelphia Eagles had his worst game, I thought, and I even said it on my show. Jaden Daniels was seeing ghosts, right? Jaden Daniels against the Philadelphia Eagles on November 14th of last year was 22 of 30 to 191 yards, a touchdown, a pick, But I think more importantly, he was held to 7 carries for 18 yards in that game. That's not the Jaden Daniels we all came to love and watch over and over and over again. And then Thursday night, on a short week, against a good team in the Green Bay Packers, Jaden Daniels, 24-42. That's just way too many pass attempts, in my mind, for 200 yards. No turnovers, which is key, but more importantly, 7 carries for 17 yards. I have told you guys at length the stat that I think is most eye-opening about Jaden Daniels and what he brings to the table. When Jaden runs for 34 or more yards, the team is 10-2, now 10-3. He has to run. It's his biggest X factor. It is what sets him apart from other quarterbacks. He didn't have any opportunity to run against the Green Bay Packers, and when he tried to throw, he was off balance, he was on the move, and the Packers had some really good coverage when they were in man, and he just couldn't find the soft spots against the zone. So the Jaden play was frustrating. I thought that the game plan was not terrific. A lot of Austin Ekeler, and now moving forward will be a lot less Austin Ekeler, as Bill Jacory Kraske-Merritt will get his opportunity to lead the way. But, you know, if you ask me why we lost this game, I'm going to tell you it's because the Packers came out swinging. And I think this was more about the Packers offense than it was the Washington Commanders offense. Even though, you know, we only scored 18 points, we moved the football and had two more field goal attempts that could have gotten us to 24. McManus hit from 56. That's kind of the difference in the ball game right there. But this game, I thought, came down to the Packers scoring touchdowns when they got to the red zone. But watching the game live, being there in person, it was just blowing my mind how many deep shots the Packers took. It was very clear that Matt LaFleur's game plan was to take advantage of what he thought was a weak secondary for the Washington Commanders. And let's be honest, when Marshon Lattimore has to go up against a motioning wide receiver, he's a step slow. Trey Amos is still a rookie and did make a terrific play on a ball deep, but he had a guy have a step on him, had to make up for a ground there late. Then he gets injured, comes back in later in the game. And Mikey Sanderson was just not very good in that game. And on the goal line, he got completely burnt by Dobbs for the opening touchdown. But I think this game looks a lot different if the two first half 90-plus yard drives to the Green Bay Packers end in goal line stands. Because that's what this team did last week against the New York Giants. That was the difference in that game, right? It was the goal line stands and holding the Giants to field goals. Could not really hold the Packers to field goals except for that third quarter there, but those just two first half touchdown drives were killers. And then in the fourth quarter, we did not have the magic to come back. Making it a one-score game was kind of a miracle at 17-10, and I just felt like it was the Ron Rivera era again in terms of my defense can't get off the field when we need them most. This game was not very close in terms of, I thought, like, yards, explosive plays, playmakers. The one thing it was close on, it was the score in that moment at 17-10. The Packers went right down the field. They faced one third down, and on that third down, Will Harris got called for a holding penalty. It didn't matter because Kraft fell down, got backed up, and made the play, and he was terrific. He looked like an NFL MVP. Kraft was wide open all day. He had speed. He had hands. He had ability to make a guy miss. He broke a tackle on one of his big plays. He got into the end zone. 6 catches, 124 yards, and a touchdown. Dontavian Wicks was pretty good with his 4 catches for 44 yards. Anytime they moved 13 Wicks in motion, it just felt like he was running an 8-yard out, and he got open. And that's what it came down to. To me, it was the Commanders' defense let Jordan Love get too comfortable, too in rhythm, and by the time they started pressuring him, it was too late. You didn't think it would be too late because Jaden and this offense scored 28 points a game last year, but for Thursday Night Football Week 2, in an offseason in which Terry's not there, so they're not on the same page, you're not able to run the football effectively, Jaden's not able to run effectively, that's probably the bigger thing more than anything, you needed to get some stops or at least hold the Green Bay Packers to field goals. So it's a disappointing loss, one that they certainly will have plenty of time to move on from, but I think we have to start with the injuries because that's absolutely concerning. I will take you guys inside the locker room as I was there in Green Bay. I spoke with Quan Martin after the game. Brandon Coleman took a listen to all the interviews with Bobby Wagner, Dorrance Armstrong, Frankie Louvu, Terry McLaurin, and Jaden Daniels. And I'll give you my thoughts on what those guys said as well as my game notes from the game in Lambeau. I was live from Lambeau, Titletown, all week long, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. It was a really fun trip, but that game Thursday just killed me. So difficult to watch that. I thought we were done with the primetime stinkers, but I guess Matt LaFleur still has Dan Quinn's number. If you want to chime in, phone lines are going to be open throughout the show. I want to make this the most interactive radio show possible. 1-800-636-1067. That's 1-800-636-1067. 1067. You can tweet us your thoughts at AWOD Radio or at 1067 The Fan if it's a good tweet on air. We'll talk about the Packers game for a while here, then we'll get into the NFL. I want to touch on the big college football games and what's going on in Blacksburg with Coach Brent Pry absolutely on the hot seat now after an 0-2 start to the season. And I'll give you my AWOD's picks here for the NFL slate. But going to be all things Commanders in this first hour here, and we want to hear from you after that defeat on Thursday Night Football. You've had a chance now to probably get out your anger and your frustrations, so let's try to channel this into some positives. Maybe I'll give you my 10 reasons to be optimistic about the Commanders moving forward, who are 1-1 to start the 2025-2026 NFL season. Don't go anywhere. Don't touch that dial. It's AWOD on the Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Good morning. Welcome back. Time to get up and Adam. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio. Here on DC Sports Radio 106.7, The Fan, simulcast on the Team 980 in Richmond, 910 AM, 105.1 FM, And we're always available on the go with the free Odyssey app. Take it with you on the road, just like I do. It gives you the ability to pause the show, run some errands, rewind, then pick up right where you left off. So we're reacting to the Commanders loss to the Packers on Thursday Night Football. A tough defeat. One I probably should have seen coming more. I mean, I picked the Commanders. I thought we were going to get geared up for this game. I kind of thought that coming into the season, we would be more prepared knowing that hey, we got the Giants week one, but this is the big game here, week two against the Green Bay Packers. I think they just had a better game plan than us, but I'm going to try to stay positive today. I vented. I got my frustration out yesterday on the show when I was live, 910 The Fan in Richmond. You can check out the podcast. But today, I'm going to try to be ultra positive because the team is 1-1 and returns home now for a game that they should win against a team that was awful last year in the Vegas Raiders. They got a lot of new coach, right? New quarterback, new running back. But we'll see. We'll see what happens next Sunday. You can tweet me your thoughts at AWOD Radio or at 106.7 The Fan. If it's a good tweet, we'll read it on air. Willis says, AWOD, the organization is heading in the right direction. There is still much work to be done going forward. Let's see what Peters Quinn and the organization handles their opportunity going forward. A lot of football left to go. Yep, that's the best part about playing Thursday Night Football early in the season here, right? So we will have a full 9 days, right? 10 calendar days between the last game and the next one. And then also, you will not have to play Thursday Night Football again until Christmas. Like I said, Jaden's worst two games of his career, Thursday night on the road in Philly last year, Thursday night on the road in Green Bay. We will not have another Thursday game until Dallas, but we will have a ton of primetime games, so they certainly have to be better in the spotlight. Let's go out to the phone lines, 1-800-636-1067. 1-800-636-1067. What'd you think of the team performance? Do you want to give out the blame pie here? I want to try to keep it positive, though, and optimistic moving forward. It was a tough defeat for everyone that watched. Let's go to Eric in Fairfax Station. What's up, Eric? You're on the Fan.
Hey, good morning, A1. In listening to the radio a lot this week, there's something that wasn't mentioned. And as far as a blame pie, it's hard to be optimistic for the blame, but I'll give you optimism after. So one thing that wasn't really mentioned was our poor offensive performance that I think was due to the holdout and hold-in by Terry McLaurin. And so I think if he had honored his contract, played out this year, gotten a big contract, but I think our offense would have clicked much better. We still may have lost, but I think that's a big factor. I mean, there was the starters got very little activity in the preseason, only really one drive. And then with him coming in late, I really think it's held back the offense. People predicted that if he didn't play, we'd lose several games a year that we could have won. So I think that's a factor. On the optimistic, we were close, and I think we're going to play a lot better. What's your opinion?
Yeah, let me ask you a question, because you're not wrong about the Terry talk, and I totally agree, and quite frankly, it sucks, because simply practice matters. Practice absolutely matters, and that was seen. But it's kind of a double-edged sword, because I would have liked the guys to play more in preseason, but when you look at the amount of injuries we had, that could have happened in preseason. Like, we could have lost Austin Ekeler in preseason if we had played our starters instead of having him for 2 weeks in the season. So Dan Quinn, wanted to keep his guys fully healthy. That's why Jaden only played 4 plays in the preseason. But the Terry thing, it's very frustrating. The only good thing is they have a lot of time to get right and get better. And Terry didn't really get going until week 3 last year against the Bengals. So that's what I would say on that.
Yeah, it's much better to have a loss like this very early so we can learn from it and have the rest of the season to do much better. I'm just hoping at this point that can get a wild card, because I'm not sure. I don't think we're going to win the division, but you never know.
Yeah, it's a good call, Eric. I appreciate you chiming in. It's easy to overreact like that because we didn't look like a playoff team at all. But look, the Packers made the Detroit Lions, the 15-win Detroit Lions, not look like a playoff team either. We all knew it was an arms race in the NFC to try to keep up with the Philadelphia Eagles, and 2 weeks into the season, it feels like the Eagles are at the top, and then you have to put Green Bay right behind them now in that conversation to be NFC champions. So, man, credit to them, credit to Matt LaFleur, but Washington still has a lot of games to be played and home games. Like, I would be so much more upset if we had lost at home primetime on Thursday Night Football. Well, the fact that it was on the road against a playoff team from the year before, and we cannot sleep on the fact that it was at iconic, historic Lambeau Field. I was there. It makes a difference. It's an old-school vibe, bleacher seats, feels like Friday Night Lights. The entire stadium is packed together, rooting for the Pack. You know, there was a decent amount of Commanders fans. I was proud to see the burgundy, but for the most part, it was a whiteout, and that place went insane when Tucker Kraft went into the end zone and did his Lambeau leap. So I kind of thought the home field advantage played a factor in this, if not just the crowd, but the refs kind of gave the home team help as well. Let's go back to the phone lines. 1-800-636-1067. Joe in Springfield. Joe, you're on the Fan with AWOD. All right, let's see if we can go to Mark. West, we have Mark in Landover Hills on line 3.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wes, I'm not hearing him on the other end. See if we can put everybody on hold. All right, we'll regroup here, take a quick commercial break behind the scenes, and then get back to more of your phone calls. I'll give you a quick thoughts on the box score here for Washington against the Green Bay Packers. There's one thing that really stands out to me, and that is that Washington scores 0 points in the first quarter. All right, we needed to get off to a good start, and I said one of my keys to victory is to have a halftime lead. That was not the case. But when you went into the breakdown 14-3, and listen to this drive, because this drive is the ball game right here, and I know I'm going to try to be optimistic, but it just frustrates me, all right? Because Washington gets the ball after half, after the botch, right? Dan Quinn knows he botched it. Dan Quinn knows he botched it, and he got lucky that Brandon McManus missed a field goal, so our miss didn't really affect their miss. But you get the ball, 14-3. You absolutely need this drive. Deebo Samuel takes it 50 yards, the best kickoff return of the season. You absolutely see the vision from Dan Quinn for why he's back there, why it's worth it to risk his injury, to have a kick return, because the dynamic kickoff can absolutely flip the field, and he did. And then first down, it's a four-yard run to Bill. And then second down, it's incomplete. All right. Then third down, you need it. You find Zach Ertz. You hadn't been good on third down all game long. Jaden goes to his number one target, Zach Ertz, in the middle of the field. Boom. We're moving the football. We're to the Green Bay 31, right? First and 10, Bill for 4 yards. Second and 10, Debo for 3 yards. All right. We're rolling again. It's third and 3. Jaden gets sacked, and there was a holding on Josh Connerly, so they decline the penalty, take the sack, back us up 10 yards, and that brings in Matt Gay for a 52-yard field goal, and the kick was not straight. It went wide right, hit the upright, bang, no good, and it's just a killer. I mean, that was the most important drive of the game, right? Because you could have absolutely flipped the momentum there if you make it 14-6, or if you go down and score and make it 14-10. As we saw in the fourth quarter when this team got going, right? I mean, it could have absolutely been a game-changing drive, and field position was not an issue. Like, a lot of times when you lose a game, you look back and you're like, oh, well, we started at our 5, our 10, we started at our 2, we started once at our 35. The Commanders started on the Green Bay side of the field, on the 50-yard line, on like the 45-yard line, on the 35-yard line. They had great field position, just didn't move the football. And again, I think it comes down to Jaden's inability to run. I don't think that was an injury. I think that was Green Bay being all over him. They swarmed him. He didn't have many options, and they had just had a really good game plan defensively all game long. There were 77,000 in attendance to watch from Lambeau Field in Green Bay, Wisconsin. I was one of them. I will take you inside the locker room later on the show today, as well as going around the NFL with AWOD's picks. You're listening to DC Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan. It's AWOD. We're simulcast on the Team 980 and always available on the go with the Odyssey app. Don't go anywhere. Don't touch that dial. We'll be right back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on DC Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan. Simulcast on the Team 980 in Richmond, 910 AM, 105.1 FM, and always available on the go with the free Odyssey app. It is a Saturday, September 13th in the nation's capital, just after 9:30, and we're talking about the Commanders' loss to the Green Bay Packers on Thursday Night Football. I made the trip to historic Lambeau Field, came back with a Lambeau hoodie to remember the trip, but I went inside the locker room after the game, spoke with Brandon Coleman and Quan Martin. We'll take you inside the locker room. I'll tell you what I thought of all the other interviews. I'll say this. Bobby Wagner made it kind of clear to me that the team thought that they could bend but don't break against this Packers team, and I think that's what's going to kill them and really piss them off when they watch the film, was the mistakes in the goal line, right? Kraft was wide open, touchdown. Sainer still gets beat by Dobbs, touchdown. Jacobs into the end zone. Luvu had him, should have hit him at like the 2, touchdown. If you take those 3 touchdowns away, make them field goals, it's a different game. It always comes down to those kind of things in the NFL, right? I think the 3 things you point to usually are turnovers, number 1, you can't beat yourself, then red zone opportunities, number 2, and then third downs. And Washington lost all 3 of those big categories right there on Thursday Night Football. Phone lines are open, 1-800-636-1067, 1-800-636-1067. 1067. You can tweet me your thoughts at AWOD Radio or at 1067 The Fan. We got a tweet here from Nats Junkie. Says, AWOD, the defense looked lethargic without much energy. They just weren't swarming to the ball like they usually do. Did the flight to Green Bay have something to do with that? Also, is Jaden's wrist okay? He's been so inaccurate and the team won't share anything. I don't think it's a wrist thing for Jaden. We'll see what happens with a knee or an ankle. The dude got beat up. The offensive line was not happy about that. I was not happy to see him take so many of those hits. I thought a few times he should have thrown the ball away. A few times he felt the pressure when it was not there. And look, last year, Thursday Night Football, his worst game against the Eagles, he was seeing ghosts. This Thursday, Thursday Night Football, he was seeing Micah Parsons. Micah wrecked our game plan. He wrecked our game plan. And it sucks to say because he's a former Cowboy and Jerry Jones handed us a defeat, but that's what happened. Micah Parsons wrecked our game plan. Let's go to the phone lines, 1-800-636-1067. We got Disco in Maryland. What's up, Disco?
Hey, guys.
What's up, dude?
Hey, man. So the point that I want to make is this. I don't know what's going on. Can you hear me?
Yeah. You're on the air, bro.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, what's up?
Okay. So here's the point that I want to make. I think you can't convince me that training camp didn't have, the way that players were prepared for training camp didn't have anything to do with it. I understand the fact that injuries could happen. However, I think that you have to play football to prepare to play football. I think that was an issue. The second thing I want to say, A-Wad, and this is more of a long-term issue, I think we have a good roster. We do have some young pieces on the roster, but you saw the difference between youth and speed. They were a much younger, much faster team. And long-term, I think Adam Peters has to find a way to get more picks because we only have two picks in the top 100 next year. And we need an 8-10 player draft so we can get younger. But I think the biggest thing that stood out was speed and youth. What do you think?
I absolutely agree. It looked like the oldest team in the league against the youngest team in the league. Bobby Wagner, for the first time, I could say this, Bobby Wagner looked old, especially on that Kraft play where he was turning around and the guy gets behind him for 57 yards. Zach Ertz had a pretty good game. Kraft had a way better game. You saw the difference in the age between the two tight ends, right? I mean, everything about this game screamed, one team is young, one team is old. What happens in a short week? The young boys are ready. So Adam Peters does need to find a way to get this team younger, but it's such a long season, and this is so early. And from what a lot of NFL insiders say, it's the new preseason is the first 4 weeks of the season. You have a shortened preseason. Every coach is worried about the season-long injury that just destroys your team and derails your season. So you hide your guys in the regular season, in the preseason, so you get to the regular season. That's what this team did. They are 1-1 with a great opportunity, like a fantastic opportunity. They have the best opportunity in the league to get to 2-1 in my mind because the Vegas Raiders had one of the worst teams in football last year. And they're trying all these new things. Literally, new coach, new quarterback, new running back. We're established. And now we have 9 days to prepare for the Vegas Raiders. So I think anybody that's upset with this defeat, of course it sucks, but hold your horses a little bit and let's wait for one more game here. I don't really want to complain until this team is below 500. We've been below 500 my entire life. We just had one great season for the first time in 30 years. I'm not going to overreact to a loss on the road on a short week to a playoff team. I did not give the Packers enough credit. I didn't give the Packers enough credit all week long on my show. I wasn't the biggest Jordan Love fan. I've never been the biggest Jordan Love fan. He showed out. And what he did, what was really smart, was also the way he was backpedaling and avoiding the sack and just keeping the play alive and then finding his guys downfield. The deep throw accuracy was really good from Love. He burned us on that one third down when he ran, right? So he shows you he has the legs as well. And they said this on the broadcast, and it kind of, I was like, wow, really? Brett Favre won his first Super Bowl, won his Super Bowl when he was 27. Aaron Rodgers turned 27, won his Super Bowl that year with the Packers. Jordan Love will turn 27 in November. This also looked like an organization that had been building for 4 or 5 years. Right? Like, we cannot sleep on the fact that they were a playoff team last year and a playoff team that kind of went toe-to-toe with the Eagles. I think they had a better performance than we did against Philadelphia, right? And then they went all in, pushed all their chips in with the Micah Parsons trade, something Green Bay always shies away from. That's just not what they do there. That's not the Packer way. So you knew that they were confident in their roster. But I think a lot of people's perspectives, including my own, change based off of playoff success. But based off of last season's regular season, the Packers were as good, if not better, than Washington for 90% of that season, right? It came down to the final game, and it came down to basically the final play on that game as well. We could have ended up being the seventh seed and switched with the Packers there. So these two teams are very close, and they were at home. That was the advantage. right there. 3 points for being at home. If Matt Gay makes both field goals, we only lose by three, right? As the scoreboard is an indication in my mind here that Washington had a chance in this game if they had just made a few plays when they were there for them to make. All right. As much as we got beaten yards, we got beaten first downs, we got beaten explosive plays, we still moved the football and had an opportunity. We just weren't clutch, right? I mean, let's just talk about the fourth downs, right? I mean, this team last year was unbelievable on fourth down. So why, in the first half, did Dan Quinn decide not to go for it on fourth down, instead kick a field goal? And then later in the game, fourth down and short, Terry McLaurin's on the sideline and Jalen Lane is the target. And then the other fourth down, Jaden just gets the ball batted down. He just didn't even really give his wide receiver a chance there. I mean, this team just, they did not execute. That's what it came down to. And the Packers absolutely did. They had a terrific game plan. You got to give Matt LaFleur credit. He has been able to score points against Dan Quinn. I was told before the game, I didn't check on it, but Matt LaFleur was undefeated against Dan Quinn and also scored 30 points every single time. And he scored 27 on Thursday Night Football. You're listening to AWOD here on the new DC Sports Radio, 106.7 The Fan, simulcast on the Team 980 in Richmond, 910 AM, 105.1 FM. So I want to give out my 10 reasons to be optimistic, because I'm trying to be ultra positive here and uplift people a little bit, because I know I was pissed off, right? I mean, I was at the freaking game. I wanted to go into the locker room and smoke and joke and hang out and high-five the players and have great audio of everybody being excited. Instead, everyone's mumbling, man, okay, but we just didn't execute. They were all upset. It was the most depressing locker room ever. And also, everybody's injured in there. It felt like everybody on the team was beat up, and two guys lost for the season. It was awful. Thursday Night Football's not good for the sport. I'll say that. If you want to chime in, phone lines are open, 1-800-636-1067. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Houston, when the game's on the line, you trust the Texans to deliver. When your life's on the line after an accident, trust the official personal injury attorney of the Houston Texans, Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Insurance companies have a game plan, and so do we. We fight for your rights, your recovery, and your your results after an accident. Before you call the insurance company, call Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Sheriff Injury Law Firm, proud partner of the Houston Texans. Houston's choice for real, relentless results. Go to www.callthesheriff.com.